In the previous session, we discussed how genuine guidance only comes from God. However, this is only half the equation. The other half has to do with each one of us. What qualities do you need to have to be guided? Join us as we answer this critical question in today's Tafsir. Session 26, Chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, Verse 2, A Continuation. This is the book in which there is no doubt, containing guidance for those who are mindful of God. Chapter 2, Verse 2. What personal qualities are essential for you to truly be guided by Allah? To answer this question, we should first examine God's guidance. More specifically, we will highlight the difference between God's general guidance and His divine guidance. Let's take them one by one. God guides His entire creation, regardless of their faith and actions, towards His path by sending prophets and scriptures for the benefit of everyone. This guidance is known as general guidance. It is available to everyone, and you are free to follow it or not. God says, "As for the tribe of Thamud, we showed them guidance, but they preferred blindness over guidance." Chapter 41, verse 17. If you choose to reject faith and God's general guidance, He will honor your choice and leave you astray. On the other hand, if you choose to follow the Quran, the Lord will provide you with abundant support and protection. This is known as God's divine guidance, as the following ayah illustrates. As for those who follow true guidance, He leads them far ahead in their right ways and grants them piety and restraints from evil suited to their condition. Chapter 47, verse 17. Divine guidance is specific for the believers who choose God's path after receiving His general guidance. The following two verses further show the distinction between God's general and divine guidance. Allah says, addressing the Prophet, peace be upon him, "You cannot guide everyone you love to the truth. It is God who guides whoever He will. He knows best those who will follow guidance." Chapter 28, verse 56. In another verse, He says, "And you certainly guide them to the right path." Chapter 42, verse 52. At first glance, these two verses seem to contradict one another. One attributes guidance to the Prophet Muhammad, while the other denies him this ability. When you take a closer look, however, things become clear. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad is the means by which God's book and general guidance are delivered to humanity. More specifically, the Prophet delivered God's message and lit the path to paradise. On the other hand, Allah is the one who makes guidance penetrate a person's heart and showers the believers with support. He says, "Say, indeed it is the guidance of Allah which is the true guidance." Chapter 2, verse 120. Perhaps the most crucial point to remember is that while God sends His general guidance to all of humanity, it is your choice to follow it and earn His divine guidance. Here you may ask, what actions can I take to be among those whom God guides and supports? Allah reaches out to you with the answer in the first five verses of Al-Baqarah. He describes the qualities you and I must possess and practice in order to receive His divine guidance and support. God says, "This is the scripture in which there is no doubt, containing guidance for those who are mindful of God, those who believe in the unseen and maintain the prayer, and spend out of what we have provided for them, those who believe in the revelation sent down to you and in what was sent before you, those who have firm faith in the hereafter. These are the people guided by their Lord. These are the ones who have success." Chapter 2, verse 2 to 5. Let's go over the six qualities one by one. We start with those who are mindful of God, translated from the Arabic word al-muttaqin. This word is very rich in meaning, and the translation mindful does not quite do it justice. In fact, If you were to look up al-muttaqin in an Arabic dictionary, you would find that it encompasses all the following meanings: to be mindful of, to shield yourself from, to guard yourself, to be vigilant, and to fear. It is mentioned numerous times in the Quran. Let's look at two examples.
O you who believe, guard yourselves and your families against a fire whose fuel is human beings and stones. Chapter 66, verse 6. And twice in the following verse. You who believe, be mindful of God, and let every soul consider carefully what it sends ahead for tomorrow. And fear God, for God is well aware of everything you do.
Chapter 59, verse 18.
Here we have two verses. One asks us to be mindful and shield ourselves from hellfire, and the other asks us to shield ourselves from God. How can this be? How can the same word apply to both God and hellfire? The answer is simple. To protect yourself from hellfire, you would avoid that which angers God, so you would not be punished therein. Mindfulness and good deeds are your best tools to build this shield between you and the fire. The second verse states to be mindful of and to fear God. How is that possible? How do we shield ourselves from God while we are connected to Him and His blessings? Can you fear and shield yourself from the one you love? The answer is that God Almighty has both the attributes of majesty and the attributes of beauty. His majesty is apparent in his names, like the Mighty, the Compeller, the Avenger, and so on. At the same time, his attributes of beauty shine through titles such as the Most Forgiving, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, and many more. Our task is to be cautious of his majestic qualities, shielding ourselves from God's anger through righteous actions. Simultaneously, we are invited to embrace the boundless kindness found in Allah's attributes of beauty. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "When the last night of Ramadan approaches, the compeller unveils himself with forgiveness." At first glance, this does not make sense. Logic requires the Prophet to have said, "The Most Merciful unveils himself with forgiveness." Remember, however, that God's punishment for sin comes from his attribute of majesty, the compeller, while his forgiveness comes from his attribute of beauty, the Most Merciful. It is as though God's mercy and forgiveness supersede his anger and punishment. The beauty of this paradox is apparent when the compeller approaches with all his might and power to forgive. Imagine the happiness and joy in your heart when you repent to God and realize that the one who is capable of severe punishment has forgiven and rewarded you. May Allah shower you and your family with mercy. Join us in the next session as we continue with the next five qualities you and I must possess and practice in order to receive God's divine guidance and support.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Convey my teachings to the people, even if it is only a single verse." Please take a moment to subscribe and to share with your family and friends. Visit us at www.QuranGarden.com.